By my calculations and my phone, it's 1:02 on Tuesday, May 22nd. Chairman Mike, I'm sorry, did I say Tuesday? Okay. Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Ronald Mycock, Chairman of the Board of Fire Commissioners. And I will open this meeting. Chief Olson will not be here today. He is president of the EMS, and they have their annual meeting today. And in addition, he will be on, he's on bereavement leave for a couple of days. So I think I'm going to call. I was going to go out of order, but I think I hear people coming, so I'll wait. I've got the minutes. We have a series of minutes that we need to do and catch up. This is Commissioner Field's last official commissioners meeting. After 6 years, on behalf of the district, I would like to thank you for all of your time and effort. I'm going to interrupt myself here. It appears as if we have a member of the public that will be recording. Would you please identify yourself at the microphone? And that microphone needs to be turned on.
Amy Cates, I will be recording.
Thank you. So, as I said, was saying, we have a number of minutes to catch up on. Most are current. Because of the number of them, I did get them to the commissioners a couple of days ago so that they could review them for themselves and make corrections as needed. I'm going to start with the oldest, which would be.
I need to get my copies.
Pause for a second for Commissioner Field. Okay, we're going to first, it came to my attention that we inadvertently, although these have been posted for a lengthy period of time, the minutes of November 21st, 2013 were not approved, but they've been there for a lengthy period of time. They also were the subject of an inquiry by one of our citizens, so I made a couple of small minor changes, which I did provide to each of you commissioners. I did not hear back if there would be any objections to them. But if there are none, I'd make a motion for the minutes of November 21st, 2013 to be approved as revised.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All three commissioners voted And at this point, I should say Commissioners Naylor and Commissioner Field are here. I'm still trying to get used to the recording system for the people who produce our minutes. Okay. That's November. Next ones that I'll do the March open meeting. Excuse me, Mr. Case. What are you doing? Are you packed in the handicap spot again? March 20th. Minutes of our regular meeting that, again, have been posted since, I think, the day or day after of the minutes. I hear I did make a small correction in spelling, and a name, something was attributed to someone, that inappropriate person, but both of those were corrected and sent to you. So with any, unless I hear a question or concern, I'd make a motion for the March 20th, 2014 minutes to be approved as written.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Naylor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. On to April's minutes, April 17th minutes. There was one minor correction. Michael Van Etten's name was misspelled, which does not surprise me. And other than that, unless I hear something, I would make a motion for the April 17th, 2014 minutes to be approved as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Next are the executive session minutes. We had three, although we posted a numerous times for executive session for the chief's contract due to different personnel, the people not being available at meetings, although we might have had a majority of the board, we wanted to have everyone involved. So we had three meetings plus an open meeting. So we had a total of four meetings. Relative to the chief's contract, they dated from, first one was July 18th, 2013, August 15th, 2013, and December 19th, 2013, and then I think it was last April 17th. So four meetings. And I'll take the July 18th 2013 minutes executive session that, again, I supplied to everybody a few days ago. If I hear no comment, I would make a motion that the minutes of executive session of Thursday, July 18, 2013 be approved as written.
Second that.
I hear a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. The next one would be the Thursday, August 15th, 2013 executive session relative to the chief's contract. I'll make a motion that they be accepted as written. Do I hear a second? There's a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous. Certainly easier when I get it two people ahead of time. And again, December 19, 2013, minutes for the executive session relative to the chief's contract. Unless I hear otherwise, I make a motion that the minutes be accepted as written. Do I hear a second?
Second, sir.
I hear a second. All those in favor? Aye. Commissioner Field?
Aye.
That's unanimous. Next, I'd like to make a motion that we release the executive session minutes of Thursday, July 18, 2013, executive session minutes of Thursday, August 15, 2013, and executive session minutes of December 19, 2013.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So those are now available if anyone is interested. I don't know if we publish them. Maybe we'll put them on the website. Who cares? Put them there. So all of those will be, we'll get those on the website shortly. And that, to the best of my knowledge, catches this board up with all approved minutes and executive sessions. Yes, Ms. Cates.
April 17th was an open meeting,
not an executive
session.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You were here. We approved it today.
We approved December 19th, August 15th, and July 18th. Oh, we did. It was open session. I wrote down the Sorry.
All right. We'll now have public comment. No public comment today. I'll save my comment then. The chief is, as I said, not here, so there's no chief's report. Under old business, our budget has been submitted. I received an email, and my fellow commissioners might have received emails of proposed draft articles from the treasurer. I have to say it's very pleasant how he does business. I enjoy getting his stuff. For our upcoming meeting, our budget was essentially under a 0.5% increase. Of course, there's the looming contract negotiations that have been suspended until September. So that's where we stand on budget. Full-time personnel, firefighter Emerson will be going to the State Academy in September. He was a former call firefighter that was hired. Our last few hires have come from the list, the county list, and they have all already been to the academy. So no expense to the district. Ambulance 262. We have a warrant article to replace it in the district meeting. I'm sort of blowing through these commissioners, but they're really more statements than if you have anything to say. Just speak up. I think that does it under old business, new business. Chief just wanted us to know he's going to move his personnel around starting July 1st. Shift changes. Different people with different people. I personally always think that's a good thing. And that's really all we have today. And there's nothing else on the agenda, so there's nothing else we can talk about. So I entertain a motion. And once again, Commissioner Field, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I allow you to make a motion to adjourn your last meeting, if you'd like.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.